This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. We had a chance to catch up with Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. If you missed any of the interview, go to the Odyssey app. You can listen to the Baskin and Phelps podcast. You can go to 923thefan.com. Check it out and hear what she had to say. One of the things we talked about at the very end of the conversation was Justin Tucker being released from the Baltimore Ravens. You know, he's had multiple sexual misconduct allegations against him, and Eric DaCosta, their general manager, executive vice president and general manager, said the team made a tough decision to release him. In fact, in a release yesterday, it said sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances. Considering our current roster, we have made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker. Tucker created many significant and unforgettable memories in Ravens history. His reliability, focus, drive, resilience, and extraordinary talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. We are grateful for Justin's many contributions while playing for the Ravens. We sincerely wish him and his family the very best in the next chapter of their lives. Football decision. Football decision. And they've taken a little bit of heat over that just by saying it was a football decision. And most people think this was a pretty easy decision, because if you don't want the drama, then you release him. And if you have the writing within the contract, it made it very easy just to say, it's a tough decision. It's a football decision, and end it.
Okay, we all know the allegations. Mm-hmm. We're familiar with them. We've dealt with them here in Cleveland.
Yep.
With Deshaun Watson, obviously. Can I actually add some football stuff here?
Sure.
Whatever happened last year on the football field, it wasn't typical Justin Tucker.
No.
I mean, he was 22 of 30. It was his worst year kicking. Was it because of everything that was happening off the field? Or was it because he was a 35-year-old kicker, had been great forever, and then just kind of wasn't as good?
Right.
They could actually justify that it was, a football decision. They drafted a kicker.
Yeah, that was the
first
other
time
thing too.
The teams ever, Ravens have ever drafted a kicker. And combine not being as good last year as he had been in the past, they drafted a kicker, and all the allegations, easy move. Easy move for the Ravens. And they could do it contractually. It's not going to – and I think they designated him as June 1st post-cut, and they can spread out his salary over 2 years, and it's not a ton. So, no-brainer. They could get out of it easily. Browns couldn't get out of theirs easily.
No, they picked up Tyler Loop from Arizona in the sixth round.
Right?
Yeah, sixth round. So they have a new kicker in Baltimore. I think the only question here is will someone pick Justin Tucker up?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And despite the fact, I don't know how many kicks he has left in him, if that was the case, but it's just, do you want the drama? That's it.
The NFL investigation is still going on.
Right.
And the Ravens had said they were going to stick with him through the investigation, and they didn't.
Do you blame him?
Nope.
I don't. It's a...
Dude's a kicker, and yeah, he wasn't that good last year. What happens when kickers aren't good?
They get cut.
And then combine that with the distraction and the type of distraction it was, easy decision for the Ravens.
I just think when the book is written on, at the end with Deshaun Watson, people are going to look at what the Browns had to go through, and they're going to say, okay, and they're going to look at everything that the Browns, gave up, went through, and the way the whole story played out, and they're going to use that moving forward, I think, if you want to make a decision on a player that you think is a good football player. It's just it's the stuff on the outside, and is it worth trying to figure out if you're going to keep him on your team or not, and how to do that, and then also to make sure that your contract is in a situation where it's pro team. And by the way, I mean, and I'm not, you know, along those, the Deontay Johnson story that we were talking about earlier today with the Browns too, it sounds like this contract was really good. I mean, like the Browns walked themselves into a position with the potential to have a good wide receiver be able to contribute to the team.
On a cheap deal?
Yeah, without really having the expense of it.
Yeah. The numbers, I think Dan mentioned earlier, reports out there that it's just kind of a vet minimum.
Mm-hmm.
No incentives in that deal, is that the deal? Just a vet minimum for Deontay Johnson? That's, if so, good for the Browns.
Yeah, according to Field Yates, he just has it on here as the one-year deal is for the veteran minimum of $1.17 million and does not include any guaranteed money. That's all Field Yates of ESPN has.
He said it's a zero-risk deal for Cleveland while Johnson will try to reestablish his worth, basically. Reestablish his value. It's still just 28 years old.
Tell me, I do think there's some risk in it for the Browns. Tell me if you think this is a risk.
I don't know. Just on the surface, I don't think there's any risk, but go ahead.
The risk is, okay, we've signed Deontay Johnson, and he will be okay for us. That's the risk. If you think, well, we've got Deontay, and we're good to go. That, in other words, if you're banking on him to not do what got him cut in Baltimore, for whatever reason he got cut by Houston, and you're counting on him to come in here and be, and what got him traded out of Pittsburgh, and you're counting on him to be a solid citizen, good teammate, blah, 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 and you're not looking elsewhere for another wide receiver, that's the only risk in it for the Browns to me. Contractually, there's no risk. I mean, this couldn't get any better. Well,
and the only risk for him is if Tommy Rees says get in the game and he says no,
well, then he's out of work.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
But if the Browns are banking on him being one of their top three guys and he doesn't produce or act like a top three guy and they've banked on that, in other words, haven't continued to look, that's the only risk in it for the Browns. And if so, that's shame on them.
Where would you have him in the depth chart?
He's their number two guy.
If you can overlook what happened last year,
and look
at a 28-year-old wide receiver who, by the way, will be reunited with his former quarterback in Pittsburgh.
And it feels so good.
With Kenny Pickett. I mean, there is a potential for some good things to happen here at very, very low risk.
Not that Kenny was stellar in Pittsburgh. But, yeah, Kenny Pickett knows him. Wouldn't you think?
Wouldn't you rather have Deontay Johnson than a flyer on a 6th or 7th round draft pick?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without question. Wouldn't you think, by the way, that Andrew Berry made a phone call? Hey, Kenny, what do you think of Deontay?
You would hope.
I would hope so.
Sometimes we say things that we think should be spoken into reality, and they may not be true.
They might not. I would hope they did. Hey, Kenny, did you like him? Was he a good teammate with you? I mean, that's a resource. You should tap that. I hope they did. I hope he works here, Andy. I think he's a good player.
I mean, he was
a good player. Let's put it that way.
It just depends on who the quarterback is, but he's going to help any of these guys. I think he could help any of the quarterbacks if he's where he was. I don't know if that's where he's at right now. It's all on him, right? This whole thing's on Deontay Johnson. Be a contributor.
Show up and produce.
Yeah, that's all there is to it. I mean, they're not asking him to do anything other than be a football player and earn a spot on this job.
It's that simple,
on the team.
Right?
It's that
simple.
I don't know. You think his experience and his resume would be able to get him, in there and get him through, but they're not going to put up with anything because they don't have to. So, I hope he's in the right frame of mind. I'd love to see him come back and beat up on Pittsburgh a little bit.
But again,
wouldn't that be fun?
They could release him like crazy, but then what?
You still got to go out and find another wide receiver.
Well, that's why, before they go to veteran, OTAs and all that stuff, dare I say the name DJ Chark one more time?
Oh.
Just because you guys want to hear the name?
No, just because the song goes through our head.
Keenan Allen?
Is it in there?
Does Keenan have anything left?
No, did the song go into your head?
Oh, I was going to say, no, we refuse to play the song. We will not have it.
But do you have it somewhere in the system?
The Geneva Convention does not allow that.
Wow.
Who knew?
Did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, it is in the Geneva Convention as a rider that we will not play the song.
Is that
with the Radio Equal Time Act of 1921 or 27?
That actually goes even further back to where Marconi will actually wake up and like try to strangle me if I try to play that song.
Oh, that's fair enough. I can respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, radio waves last forever, don't they?
Yeah, darn right they do.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with
that. They go in you and they don't leave.
Mess up your head.
When you look at the wide receiving core, though, Jeff, I mean...
I try not to.
Well, I'm going to for you. All right, so Jerry Jeudy won.
Yeah. Keep going, Andy.
I can't because I have no definitive two.
Deontay Johnson until he blows up the locker room.
Deontay Johnson until he blows up the locker room.
DeAndre
and then
Carter?
Cedric Tillman, as long as he doesn't get concussed again, and as long as he can play like he did when Jameis Winston was throwing him the ball.
Our lads has Jamari Thrash as the number three wide receiving starter.
Yeah, well, what do they know?
And I'm gonna.
They're really good, man. Our lads has everything.
And I'm gonna give
don't
fuel.
Don't question
to the,
our lads.
I'm gonna give fuel to the Andy Basket fire.
Yes.
Your second wide receiver is probably David Njoku, and your third wide receiver is probably the kid from Bowling Green they picked up, whose
Fannin?
Name is slipping
Harold
me right
Fannin?
Now. Yeah, him. That kid.
In a two wide receiver
I
set.
I apologize
yeah.
for not remembering his
name. Yeah, I'll give you all the fuel in the world. David Njoku is our best receiver yeah. right now.
I honestly believe, Jeudy. Guys, that's the case.
But it's most, close.
It's not yet. And should it be that your tight end's your best receiver? Or we're sitting here arguing who your best receiver is. It means you've got a problem at wide receiver.
Means
your
you
tight
have...
end should not be your best. And I'm saying this as
well,
a tight end, as the champion of tight ends.
Sorry, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody won a Super Bowl with
I
that.
I still think that, even with Travis Kelce, and you know I kind of like him. I think he's a you know, he's
no.
got the whole thing going
You're good
on.
With him.
He should not be the Chiefs' number one receiver. He shouldn't be. I'm just saying.
Won a Super Bowl doing it.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm saying in normal game to game, your tight end should not be your best wide receiver.
Just stay tuned because I sure hope they bring in a couple of veterans and then get lucky. You know, I'm not saying those veterans are the guys. They had guys they could have gone out and signed, but they chose not to in free agency.
Or drafted.
And then didn't draft anybody.
Yeah.
And so there are guys out there who I would like to bring in and take a look at. I'm not even saying these guys are the answer. I do think DJ Chark is a good football player. I would bring him in. I would sign him. I'd guarantee him a little money.
Hmm.
Does Keenan Allen have anything left? If he does, why wouldn't you want him on your team? He needs a team right now.
All I know is that 22 draft is hanging by a thread with Michael Woods and David Bell. We'll see how those two guys play out and if they can earn a spot. Oh, I wanted David Bell to survive so bad.
Can I not be a funny boy here?
Sure.
I sure hope they do. And I hope your guy, Jamari Thrash, turns out to be really good.
Yeah, but David Bell was my last guy, and that has not worked out.
Yeah, no, David Bell was your guy. Guess what? Maybe he goes to camp and he's really good.
Look at you!
It used to be...
Johnny Positive, who are you?
It used to be back in the day that it wasn't until the third year that wide receivers had that breakout year. And that's changed in the last 5 to 7 years, but maybe. Just stay tuned.
All right, Guardians headlines coming up. Plus, we're also going to talk to Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com at noon. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
92.3 The Fan, breaking news.
Guys, we got massive breaking news.
Massive, okay.
Fearless leader came in. He wanted to make sure that I knew that there was massive breaking news and that we had to get this on the air ASAP. No questions asked.
All right. Okay.
Gentlemen, we know Shedeur Sanders is going to wear number 12. Browns have announced it. Number 12 for Shedeur Sanders.
You know what 12 is?
A number.
The opposite of 21. What did Deion wear?
All right, when we come back from break, this
Mason leads us... Graham, 94. He will wear 94 for the Cleveland Browns.
Hang on.
Big news.
What is Dylan Gabriel wearing?
5.
He is going to wear
one,
5.
Not 2, not 3, not 4, but 5.
There was speculation that he was going to wear number 2, just to kind of say, hey, look at me. Bad speculation.
Dylan Sampson, 22, so Shedeur can't even go snag that one.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. 12 is the opposite of 21.
Quinshon Junkins wearing 10. 1-0.
10?
1-0 for a running back.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Ugh.
All right, let's talk about when we come back.
Fannin will wear 88.
We've got
Fannin, too. We've got to make sure we have them all covered.
Stop. We got a topic for the next segment.
Yeah, chill. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Fannin wore 0 for a while at BG.